Brachas Bamisir, Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Machalo, Etzara, Benasalo, Mixes Bamim. Somebody sells his friend a field, and at the time of the purchase, the buyer makes only a partial payment for the field. Ba'amarlo, and the seller tells the buyer, Amisai Shatirza, Habe Moz, Betoa Shalach, Asim. He tells him that anytime you want to make the final payment, you can make the final payments and take the field. This is Asim, as this would be considered Char Hamtana Moz, as if the mocher keeps the pairs of the field in the interim until the lokeach makes the final payment, this is ribbit, as he is eating the pears as reward for that which the lokeach doesn't pay the full amount up front. As normally when you buy a field, you have to pay the full amount up front. And even if the lokeach eats the pears in the interim, it also could come to ribbit, as maybe the lokeach will never make the final payment, and the mocha will hold on to the field and return to the lokeach the money that he received. That would be considered a loan, as the lokeach is getting back the money that he gave. And the lokeach is eating the pears as char for that which he made a loan. This is ribbit, if he is getting back more than he gave. If he is getting back his first payment, plus he is getting some pears, so therefore this is us. Hilvahu al-Sadeo. If somebody lends his friend money on his friend's field, that the field of his friend would be considered the lender from the time he made the loan. For Amalo, and the lender tells the borrower, Im iatanosimli mikan vashalo shanim harehi shali, harehi shalo. If you do not return my money within 3 years, and this field should be considered mine from the time I lent you the money, then the field would be considered the lender. This would be valid, and it would not be ribbit, as long as the pears are not eaten. The pears that grow on the field in the interim should be given to a third party to hold on to see if the borrower returns the money within 3 years. This is mutter, and this would be considered a regular purchase, as if the lender is purchasing the field for the money that he gave the borrower. So if the borrower does not return the money within 3 years, this would be a regular purchase, and the pears that grew in the field in the interim would be given to the lender. Now, if the borrower does return the money within 3 years, so this would be considered a regular loan, and the lender would have to return the field to the borrower, and all the fruit that grew on the field in the interim would be given to the borrower, as the lender cannot take those pears that grew in the interim, and that would be ribbit. He's getting back his money plus the pears. So the pears would be given to the borrower. This would be allowed. The kacha yubaitis ben zaynin oisa api chachamim. This is exactly what baitis ben zaynin used to do with the approval of the chachamim. You're not allowed to give produce to a storekeeper to sell for you and split the profit. Nor can you give a storekeeper money to buy produce that he would sell and you would split the profit. The reason being that normally in cases like this, the storekeeper takes upon himself responsibility for half of the produce. If there are losses, he must pay for half of those losses out of his own pocket. And since that is a deal, we look at it as if half of the produce is a loan to the storekeeper and the other half still belongs to the person who deposited the produce by the storekeeper. So therefore, this is considered ribbit. As we look at that, which the chemini sells the half that still belongs to the person who deposited by him as a reward for that which he was willing to lend him the other half, and that is ribbit. Ela imkein noisimos charo kapal. Unless the person who deposited the produce by him is willing to pay the chemini like a worker for that which he is selling the half that still belongs to the person who deposited by him, in that case, there would be no ribbit. Ein moishivin tarnagoylin Lamechta vein shaman agalin usyachin lamechta. You cannot give somebody eggs and a rooster to have that person sit the rooster on the egg, and when the eggs hatch, he would sell the chicks and they would split the profit. Nor can you give somebody calves and baby donkeys to that person would raise them, and when they get bigger, he would sell them and you would split the profit. The reason why this is usher is for the same reason, that we look at it as if half is a loan and the other half is a deposit, since normally in this case the person who is raising them takes responsibility for half of the losses. And we look at that which the person is raising the half that still belongs to the person who deposited by him as char for that which he lent him the other half, and that is ribbit. LMK Nason Los Karamalo Umazono. Unless the person who gave him the animals to raise is willing to pay him for the work that he is doing and also give him mizonos to feed the animals, in that case, since he is getting paid for that which he is working for that guy, it is mutter. Avo makablin agalin uziachin lamechta umagablin oisam ad siyahu mishulashim. It would be mutter, though, to give somebody calves and baby donkeys to raise and split the profits if the person who is raising them does not take any responsibility for any losses. That would be mutter as we look at the whole thing as a deposit, so there's no iser ribbit. And then the person would raise the animals until they reach a third of their full growth. He would sell them and they would split the profit. That was a minute that they used to do in those days. But chamur, ad shetehei to'enet. And if it is a donkey that he is giving, he would raise it until it is big enough to carry a load. Then he would sell it, and they would split the profits. This would be mutter, since he is not taking any responsibility for the losses.